Joining us now is Derek Stoffel. He's a reporter for the Canadian Broadcasting Company, and he's in Toronto. Derek, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
We're just starting to hear word now from President Bush here in the States. What have you heard there from the Prime Minister's office?
Well, we've heard a couple of conflicting reports from Prime Minister Jean Chrétien's office. At first, they were saying that this lightning strike in the Niagara Falls, New York area was to blame, but then our reporters talked to the Prime Minister's office, and they've revised that, saying it was basically blaming it on the power plant in New York. We think it's the Con Edison plant in New York City, that something happened down there, and that triggered off a cascade effect that reached all the way up to Canada, Toronto, and Ottawa affected. So we have been hearing conflicting reports, but the PMO, as we call it here, is blaming the Americans.
And what's the situation there in Toronto? Are the lights starting to come on, coming back on at all anywhere throughout the city?
Not in Toronto and not in Ottawa, the two major cities affected, but we are hearing that in some outlying regions, some of the smaller cities and towns, the power is coming back on. That's the way they're going to do it. They're going to start with the smaller places where they can handle, the grid can handle the inclusion of more customers. They're going to leave probably the bigger cities such as Toronto and Ottawa till later on. We've just heard from our power authorities here that it could be several hours until the power is returned, but in some places it could be days until the power is turned back on. So in Canada, just like as in the U.S., there's going to be a lot of people perhaps sleeping in darkness tonight.
And just briefly, this is the peak tourist season there in Toronto. Normally the streets would be teeming with people. What do we see there in downtown Toronto?
Well, the streets aren't as busy as normal because, of course, we had the SARS outbreak this year. There was a lot of traffic stalled up for a while, but as I look out the window into the darkness, there's not a lot of people around downtown Toronto where I am tonight.
Thank you, Derek.
You're welcome.
Derek Stoffel is a reporter for the Canadian Broadcasting Company. He spoke to us from Toronto.